You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Liz Peek of The Hill and Fox News about the stock market, the very, very fashionable stock market with the Magnificent Seven. However, Liz brings forth a statistic that underlines why the market could be regarded as shaky. A large percentage of all of the gains, all of the worth, all of the magnificent attention that the market receives is based upon 10 stocks only. That's a narrow, narrow rally. That's a narrow thing to build a future on. Here, Liz explains how we've been through this before, reaching back way to the 1950s. Fun stuff. The market is shaky. Yes, always. Good to remember. More of this detail tonight. Thank you.
Well, I think it's pretty actually, it's amazing to me that you had recently 10 biggest stocks in the stock market accounting for 34% of the total market cap. We have not seen that since the 1970s. And I think that's an extremely, again, shaky pillar. I don't think that that should give anyone particular confidence. I was on set yesterday on Fox Business with some people talking about how the market has to broaden out. And I think that's totally right. And they were optimistic that the investor interest would start looking at the Russell 2000, you know, the mid-size market cap companies in the stock market. And I think that seems reasonable. I mean, if the economy is growing, if companies are doing well, it shouldn't just be a very small number of companies, the so-called Magnificent Seven or whatever, that receives all the money. That seems stupid to me. So I think you're going to have, if the market does not broaden out, the market is going to come down. I think that's pretty reasonable conjecture.